Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
One fine morning, Ole was lying back in his hammock. He and his wife, Lena, had just gotten back from church. Much like any other Sunday morning, they prepared to settle in for a much-needed day of rest. Well, on this particular Sunday, the sermon the pastor preached must have really hit Ole, because as he swung gently in that hammock, he prayed. "God," said Ole, "when you made Lena, why did you make her so nice, round, and so pleasant to hold?" The voice of God responded, "So you would love her, Ole." "Well then," asked Ole, why did you make her mind so simple?" "So that she would love you," the voice responded. I hope you found that at least a little amusing, because it took me a good 15 minutes of wandering through Ole and Lena jokes to find anything that even came close to humor. I never really got the premise of these jokes. I had never even really heard of this particular type of Scandinavian humor until I entered seminary. But after hearing a few dropped like some inside language between those Luther students who grew up in Scandinavian Lutheran churches, I can honestly say with confidence that I still don't feel like I'm missing much. Although I find Ole and Lena jokes almost unbearable, I love my Scandinavian brethren. I can say that positively because I married a Norwegian. And I have to tip my hat to them for one thing, at least. Lutefisk. Because this repulsive jellied cod makes me gag at even the sight of it, I've got to give respect to those who dare to actually eat the stuff. You've got to have some salt to be able to stomach that bold, fishy flavor. Every community, seminary, church, or neighborhood enjoys a particular identity. After a while, the common bonds forged out of necessity give a distinctive shape and character to a community. A unique flavor is developed. It's rich with history, full of a variety of experiences, and, well, it's usually pickled so that it stays potent and lingers for a while. The disciples themselves wanted to hang on to their own unique flavor. They had a history with Jesus, and they'd certainly experienced their fair share of trial. They were sent out on a journey that would take them into hostile territory with nothing but a staff, sandals, and two tunics. But through it all, they endured. They persevered in the ministry for which they were sent. So they thought they'd earned some salt. With a taste of success here and there, they began to relish their own unique character, and thinking themselves wise, they began to argue about which one of them was the greatest. So Jesus has to have a little sit-down chat. He reminds the disciples where the real flavor comes from. He shows them that any special or distinct flavor they carry comes with his own name. Not only is this name given to all of them, strong and weak, big and small, but it is the one name that all their good work is done in. It's not limited to themselves or dependent on anything they do, but by who their Lord Jesus is. Today, the Lutheran Church globally looks a lot different than 50 years ago. Here in America, it's moved beyond isolated cultural communities, assuming a larger national identity. There are now more Lutherans in Africa than there are in the United States. The salt that provided Martin Luther with that unique evangelical flavor was poured out in the preaching of the person of Jesus, and in hearing the word, receiving their Lord by faith. Congregations that may have started as just tiny missionaries are now bursting worldwide at the seams. Some of the most confessional congregations preach the good news of Christ with boldness, reaching us even from the other side of the world. With the spread of the gospel to different communities, Jesus gets bigger. The grace of God envelops all kinds of history and culture. Through the mercy and forgiveness of Christ, new relationships are formed with the Heavenly Father. Dynamics change. The variety of experiences and trials endured gives the body a sense of fullness. And the unique character of our fellow believers adds some flavor to our own lives at present. Which is good, really, because were you all really content with lutefisk? The body of Christ, the church, carries with it all the richness of history and culture. When Jesus offers all that he has as yours, do you really want to settle for just pickled cod? In this body, gathered here, there are young and old, new members and those who can trace their families back in the roster books for decades. And then, there are those of you who might just be swinging by to check it out, seeing what all of the commotion has been about. For each, there is a share, a portion which carries with it all the fullness of flavor that Jesus has to offer, encouraging the strong and lifting up the weak. The disciples were losing some of this flavor. Those who were called the salt of the earth had stopped looking to Jesus to pour it on, and instead began to look at themselves, caught up in what they thought had made them special. They may have thought, even for a moment, that Oli and Lena jokes were somewhat comical. But Jesus takes them away from themselves, turning the disciples away from the exclusive we to the singular me. It is my name that does such mighty works alone. And it is through me that you will receive your reward. Even those who have gotten but a taste of what I have offered have a part in me. For the one who is not against us is for us. Those little ones, those who might be weak in the faith, those we would call cultural Christians, are in this community given a sense of priority. Welcome them, St. Paul says, and they will be upheld, for the Lord your God is able to make them stand. This teaches us German Lutherans, tucked into our own little communities here in central Wisconsin, a few things about our Lord. First, the name of Jesus actually does its work. It spreads that flavor of forgiveness, that saltiness of salvation to all who hear the word and believe. The weakest, most lowly name, which submitted itself to all kinds of slander and cursing, has become the joy, praise, and strength of all peoples. For the Lord's hand certainly is not shortened. By his Holy Spirit, even now, it's reaching out and touching every race, nation, and culture with that promise of forgiveness through repentance, opening up a new life together with God. By his own word and through his means of grace, this name is yours. It brings that divine flavor into your life, sprinkling you with a life that cannot end and seasoning you with the promises as often as you receive his many gifts. The second thing our Lord reveals to us is that the fellowship brought together in his name, well, it's going to be big. It's not some exclusive group bound to one culture alone, left only to be read in the epics of history. It's living and active here and now among you. It's going to continue to expand beyond all of the particulars, drawing all peoples together in that one name of Jesus, building us up into that one holy body. Here at Zion, in little towns all over central Wisconsin, you who sit in these wooden pews, and to all of those far and wide who tune in together over the radio, the risen Jesus is working. You have been built up, raised from early on as children of your Heavenly Father, and seasoned with salt for the preservation of your ministry. From the humble house over there on McIntosh over a century ago to this great stone building, from a collection of a few families to a congregation that spans many communities, you, Zion, have been brought together, and each member is indispensable. As St. Paul says, "For God has composed this body, giving greater honor to the part it lacked, that there might be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another." In this body, there is no lack of flavor, no shortage of saltiness, and there is certainly more yet to be had. The harvest is ready. With every community from all cultures, from lutefisk to lefse to sauerkraut and jägerschnitzel, from Israel and Palestine to Africa and America, you are brought together by that one Holy Spirit into that one risen body, called in that one hope to your one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Even if you are only here for a little taste, or you are compelled by some simple curiosity, you can expect to receive all that the body has to offer, from forgiveness to fellowship, life to laughter, in times of sadness, salvation. That rich, bold flavor that comes with just a taste of Jesus is poured out for you. So take in some flavor. Receive the rich wealth of gifts your Lord offers for you. Let the words of the Apostle Paul guide you, walking in wisdom towards outsiders. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with the salt of Jesus Christ. It is your Lord who preserves you, lifting up the weak in faith daily, so that even in this world, your life might be full of flavor. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.